Oisín Madden got pace to burn to Keelan Canning. Canning looking to play it outside him towards Harkin, but again Bonlamore converge and tackle. Ball breaks out here now to Jordan Reynolds. Still Jordan Reynolds. Looks as if Wayne McEwen might have got away with a little nudge in the back there. He has that ball in the 21 metre line, and Bonlamore can hit on the counter attack. Right footed delivery from Wayne McEwen. It's a brilliant pass to unlock the Mohill defence. Now let's see what Bonlamore Shauna Hestles can do. They work it in towards Shane Moran. Gets the ball onto the 45 metre line. Player free outside him. Could this be the equalising score coming up here from Sean Hart? Sean Hart kicks it left footed. Yeah. Sean Hart has found the range. He's found the target. The teams are level.
Well, there are two men that were left off the starting 15 that was named have come on as subs now, and both have been very much involved in the play for Ballymore. Senan Hart there, fine score to draw the game level, John. And absolutely, this is really going to be an exciting last 7-8 minutes of the game.
14 points apiece, the scoreboard reads here at the moment, and really it's all very much up for grabs here in the county final of 2021. Again, it's Mohill coming forward, and a foul being committed there on our Keith Keegan has fouled the ball, and it's going to be a free in there for Mohill.
I'd let Wayne McEwen kick this. He kicked over a long range point, as we seen earlier in this half, John, and he has this range, John. I said this before, he will probably kick this off the outside of his boot. Now he seems to be looking for someone short. We'll see here, John.
Yeah, it's going to be Wayne McEwen who is going to take it.
He's
in
going to have
case.
A go, I think. He's going to have a go.
Wayne McEwen right footed in the
corner.
Wayne McEwen assists it. It's over. Yeah. Wayne McEwen has found the distance. He's found the target. And it's Bandamore, Sean O'Heslins, who lead by 15 points to 14. And we've got 4 minutes remaining.
Yeah, and another sub coming on for Bandamore. Peter Reynolds, a forward, coming on for Bandamore. Who's coming off? It's number four that's coming off.
The man who is going to make way for them there is Matthew Murphy. So Peter Reynolds is in for the closing stages of this game.
Yeah,
what a match here. 15 points to 14. 26 minutes played. There is still time for Mohill. But the county champions, they're leading here by one. It reminds me when Aha Willen prevented them from doing the two in a row just a couple of years back. And again, the ball has been won in the middle of the field here by Bandamore, Shauna Hestlins. Possibilities now as they walk the ball into Tom Pryor. Tom Pryor taking on his marker. 21 metres out. Still Tom Pryor. Onto the 14 metre line, inside the 14 metre line. Shane Moran free outside him. Instead, he's going to come back here to Peter Reynolds. Reynolds in and on the field now for Mohill. Reynolds plays the ball forward. Shane Moran, McGovern, Niall McGovern, bearing in on goal. Shoal! Goal for Niall McGovern! And that now surely must be the goal that's going to end the famine for Bandamore. Shane O'Heslins, a goal at the right time for them. 27 minutes gone, 1:15 to 1:14. Bandamore lead.
We have been saying, John, for a long time now that you could see that opportunity for the goal coming for Bandamore, and by God, they did take it when they got the opportunity.
Oh, and McGovern will be the hero, and he's back in the middle of the field now, winning the ball again to Wayne McEwen, to Peter Reynolds, back to Wayne McEwen. Is this to be their day? 1:15 to 14 points. The ball has gone down again here towards the Bandamore forward line, and back there to gather it is Alan Armstrong. Alan Armstrong does well to take the tackle. Armstrong plays it back outside him. The Bandamore man gone down in the ground injured, but the referee says play on. Here come Mohill now with Keith Keegan. Keith Keegan outside him here towards Donal Flynn. Donal Flynn plays the ball back. Michael McKernan back camping out there too. But let's begin Bandamore, but the whistle has sounded. It's going to be a free in for Mohill. 1:15 to 14 points. Bandamore lead. 28 minutes played in the second half. What a game, what a final. Keith Byrne is the free, but he goes back, he kicks it back, he didn't go for the score. I thought they might have gone for a point there. Back for Keith Byrne again. Again, Bandamore are happy to foul him. Byrne is fouled. It's going to be a free in. It's about 50 metres out from goal. Has to take it quickly. Plays it back to Keelan Canning. Keelan Canning forward to Danny Beck. Now Mohill needs something. Beck is on the move, the team captain, edge of the D, shot comes in from Danny Beck. He's pulled one back.
Yeah, one score game now, John. One score game. I reckon all told, John, they're probably roughly about 5 minutes left when you add in the added time and that. So Ballymore, what a 5 minutes they've just had. They've gone from being 14-13 down to going to 1:15 to 14 ahead. I mean, that was just a fabulous 5 minutes of play from Ballymore. And Darren Maxwell taking his time with this kick out, as you would expect. I see Garrett Foley looking at his watch. He's probably going to add on a minute for this, you know.
Well, Garrett Foley is looking at the watch. My watch tells me we played about 28 minutes and 47 seconds. The kickout is going to come over to Darren Maxwell. Three magnificent saves from him in this game. Let's not forget that. Bohill could look back and Rue missed goal chances. The two teams have missed goal chances. The ball has gone out into the middle of the field. It's going to be another free there for Bohill. Real urgency about Bohill now. They've got to push players forward. And they've worked the ball inside here towards the direction of Keith Keegan again. Now let's see what they can do. They get it into Fairclough McGuinness. Fairclough McGuinness plays the ball back to James Mitchell. James Mitchell here outside the 21-metre line. Mitchell gets the pass away towards Keith Byrne. Onto the right boot. Keith Byrne shoots instinctively. Shoots on sight, but shoots wide.
Yeah, you don't expect that from Keith Byrne. And, you know, it may just boil down to the fact that Mohill are just going to have to hope that they get one more goal chance. But so far, Darren Maxwell has been pretty much impenetrable all day long.
Number 21 is coming in. Ronan Gordon is going to be thrown in at the death here for Mohill.
Yeah, Ronan, a good forward, has won a county title with Mohill and played an important role for them in a county final previously.
Evan Harkin is the man who was coming off. This player is down receiving treatment for cramp as well in the Bandon Moor team. They're going to do everything they can now at this stage to try and eat into this particular lead. 29 minutes and 55 seconds gone. A Bandon Moor, Sean O'Heslin's team, 31 years in the desert, 31 years of a famine. Is it about to end, Martin McGowan?
Well, it certainly looks that way, John, and you have to say it really is a problem of Mohill's own making. When they were on top, they went 3 points up early in that second half and they were top in the last sectors of the field, and they weren't clinical enough. They didn't finish off the game when they had the opportunity. Now, it's not gone from them yet, John, but Ballinamore took advantage of that.
Ballinamore warming up number 24 as well. Barry McGovern about to be introduced for them late on here as well. All eyes at the kick out. It'll come from Darren Maxwell over to the goal to our left. Maxwell has struck the ball out, is heading there towards the middle of the field.
5 minutes.
Cooig Nomad of additional time to be added on. I make it, we're just about heading into it now at this stage. Ball won by Mohill in the middle of the field, and that's going to be another free. There's still perhaps time. They're only 3 points down. What a Mohill goal would do for the game at this stage. David Mitchell.
Just looking to see a card being issued here to a Ballinamore player. I'm not sure if it's a second card now. Is it Shane Moran?
Well, if it's Shane Moran, we'll have to wait and see. Yeah. Not sure if he's one of the
players. It's yellow.
You know, Shane Moran didn't pick up one before, so yeah. Wayne McKeown was one of the players that was booked for them there a little bit earlier. Now the free will come from Mohill. All eyes on the referee. Change, we mentioned, to Ballinamore about to take place. Barry McGovern, number 24, is coming in. Number 13 is the player Luke Murphy. With 2 points to his credit, is the man who is coming off.
Yeah, Luke Murphy has left everything out on the field and been very accurate from frees. I hope they don't get a vital free way out on the right-hand side of the field, because that'll be one that you'll be looking for Luke to kick. But at the moment, anyways, Mohill on the attack, John.
It could be a rear-guard action, you feel, here for Ballinamore in the closing few moments of this game. But forward here is Ronan Gordon from Mohill. Plays the ball to Keelan Canning. Canning switches to the far side once more. Mohill really need to get the next score. Canning has it again inside the 45 metre line. Does well to spot Mitchell and come up with the attack. He's 21 metres out from goal. Stops and plays the ball back to Canning. To Mitchell. Mitchell to Armstrong. Keith Keegan. Keegan the midfielder. Keegan back inside here once more to Oisín Madden. Mohill really throwing everyone forward now. Donal Flynn wearing number 9 to Danny Beck. Near side of the field. Inside the 45 metre line. Takes on his marker. Grabbed the hand there of the Ballinamore man, Sean Hart, and he used every bit of experience to get that free.
Yeah, and this is a really big kick for Mohill now, John. You know, I suppose the last point that the last opportunity that Keith had, he kicked it wide. This is a must hit score for Mohill, and we'll see what Keith is like under pressure, because he hasn't been under pressure throughout the championship. He really is under it now, John.
He's under it. The chips are down. This could leave it a 2 point ball game at injury time at the county final. Keith Byrne, right footed. That looks good. Straight as a die. In and over the bar. Two between them. 1:15 to 16.
Yeah, about 4 minutes left, John, all told. We're into added time now. 31 and a half minutes played, roughly 3.5 minutes to go. So, I mean, it's possession is going to be so vital, John.
Well, it seemed that ball, I'm just getting some messages, was definitely touched on the ground for what will could be a very decisive penalty. Replays will say all we need to know about that a little bit later on. Kick out will come from Darren Maxwell. On the way in towards the middle of the field it goes. Players going up for it there. Possession won again by Mohill. The defending county champions are not giving up here without one hell of a fight. And here they come forward once again. Keith Keegan is the man who brings it forward. They've got players up here in the attack, left, right and centre. Fairclough McGuinness has it. Fairclough McGuinness holds it up momentarily. Looks to take on his marker. Slows down. Looks it's time to pick out the pass and gets it back there once again towards James Mitchell. James Mitchell now. Have Mohill maybe or have Ballinamore gone too defensive, you wonder? Shane Harkin coming forward. Still Harkin. Some space here. He's in shooting distance. He's over, carried it, and that's going to be a free out.
Harsh, John, harsh. I thought he'd taken a solo and hopped the ball there, you know, so it was a harsh call, but Ballinamore on the attack now.
Van der Boer again on the attack. It really could be anybody's game. Flash photography going off all over the place. I make it, we're about 34 minutes into the county final. One goal and 15 points to 16 points to score line at the moment. It's back once again here with Wayne McEwen for Van der Boer, short of Heslitz. McEwen still has it. McEwen in the middle of the park here. Still, Mohill need to get their hands back in the ball, but it's with Sean O'Heslins now at the minute. Don't forget, we'll have all the aftermatch reaction a little bit later on. PJ Lenny will be our man at the sideline, and of course, we've still got second half commentary on the last of the Donegal quarterfinals. St. Noel's and St. Eunan's are coming up a little bit later, or Guido, I should say, and Niamh Cornell. That game is coming up at 5:15 this evening. What a match that should be. Meanwhile, it's all eyes here on Carrick and Chatham as Bandamore, Sean O'Heslins look to count down the clock. Brian Banks wearing number 20 to Wayne McEwen wearing number 7. They'll try and count down the clock here at this stage.
Oh,
but they've overcarried the ball in a technical foul.
Touched on the ground, John. And this is 50 yards out. This is one that Keith Burns should try and
kick. They're not giving it to him. No. They've gone short, which is amazing. I thought they'd have put that one down. It might work out for them yet, though. They're going to have to wait and see what they can do. They've worked the ball inside here to the midfielder. Keith Keegan. And Keegan taps it in. And Keegan taps it over. And we're back to a one-point ball game.
Oh, man, John. What's left in it now? About 1 minute, is there?
Oh, about a minute.
We're just coming up to the end of added time. We're all almost on the 35 minutes now. It's in Gareth Foley's hands now, but if Mohill get one more chance, and that's what they're going to look for. I mean, they're going to rue missed chances today.
Well, both teams will, when you think of the missed chances for goals that both teams created.
Well, Baltimore certainly should have had a penalty, I felt, in the second half there for a touch on the ground. But this is it now. Can Mohill get possession?
Well, it really is anybody's game. Baltimore looks like going to get possession. Michael McKiernan, far side of the field. McKiernan has it, moving the ball forward here. He'll hold on to it for as long as he can. He gets the pass outside.
He's to kick it dead.
He has to put it dead. It's Cathal McHugh is the man in possession to Niall McGovern. Niall McGovern looking to see what he can do inside the 21-meter line. Right footed from Niall McGovern. Is this to be it? It's in and over the bar. That surely is the insurance score now. It's Mohill 17 points. It's Bandamore, Sean O'Heslins 116. The Bandamore fans, they're celebrating already. This sense the famine is about to come to an end.
Oh, it surely looks like it's going to come to an end. And boy, do they deserve it, John. I mean, they've been absolutely outstanding from the minute this game started. They had a lull in the middle of this game where Mohill got on top, went 3 points up, and Mohill had the opportunity to push on, but they didn't. And Bandamore stuck to their task. And now 2 points up, we're in the dying embers of this game. I think the whistle is going to be blowing short.
Warwick Tye has taken the kick out. Garrett Foley still allows time to continue. Ball fisted down there. Bandamore have it again. They're going to surely now at this stage win the county championship. Niall McGovern, the ball has gone out off Niall McGovern across the sideline. It's a sideline ball for the Mohill men. It's going to be kicked in there by James Mitchell. He goes all the way back to David. David Mitchell with the right foot of delivery. It's now or never. Mohill need a goal. Ronan Kennedy isn't on the field, remember. The man that
saved it many
years ago. It's all over. And there's the full time whistle. And a famine of 31 years in, the most successful team in the history of club football in Leitrim have won the championship for the 21st time. It took 31 years between the 20th and 21st, but Bandamore, Sean O'Heslins, they're back on top. And Martin McGowan, what a game we've had here.
Oh man, it was a thriller, John, from start to finish. From the very minute this game started, John, both teams set their stall out that they were going to attack and going to go for this game. You know, Mohill are going to look at that scoreboard and see 17 points. You're hard to believe that you're going to lose a game with 17 points on the board, but Darren Maxwell, and I have to say, for me, my man of the match, 3 magnificent saves, especially that one at the start of the second half, John.
No doubt about it, he was absolutely sublime. He was unbeatable today, and that was the difference. And then the goal at the other end, Martin, that was crucial.
Yeah, and it was coming, John. You could see that Baltimore had isolated one-on-one inside there 3 or 4 times, and the ball eventually came through. It was Niall McGovern got on the end of the move, but a great run from Dean initially to create the opportunity in that, but a great opportunity. Niall McGovern finished it low and hard to the back of the net. There was no saving it.